What's the problem with the Portsmouth phone, then?
It's been a bit dicky recently. I can't tell if they're just not in or what.
Are you trying to call so urgently?
Brookfield.
Hi, Debbie.
Oh, morning, John.
Morning.
Just stay right there, John. I might have a very urgent job for you.
Oh, great. Do me the proper job for a change. What's this? Love letters, Debbie.
I wish.
Courses for horses, huh?
Didn't your mother ever tell you it's rude to read other people's mail?
I expect she was too busy telling me to wear a crash helmet and full chain mail whenever I got on my bike.
Well, she's right, you know.
Oh, come on, not you as well. Look like a real wimp whizzing round home farm with a helmet on.
And you'd look an even bigger one with your brain splattered all over the concrete.
Oh, thanks.
Now, I'm serious, you know. She would have showed me the statistics.
Yeah, she showed them to Mum, and Mum showed them to me.
And
I do wear a crash helmet when I'm out on the roads, okay?
Good. It must save money on hair gel.
Yeah, all right. Any idea what your dad wants me for? Only sent Sammy over to get me.
Oh, it must be urgent. Perhaps they've run out of sheep dip and want to buy your aftershave.
Oh, ha-ha. Perhaps this time I'll get a proper job to do.
Oh, look, I know you're impatient, but it's early days yet.
Now, where have I heard that before?
We all have to start somewhere.
Yeah, like running the riding scheme.
That's not fair, John. If you were working for your dad, I expect you'd be doing the equivalent.
Well, the equivalent at Bridge Farm is potting yoghurt. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get at you.
It's okay.
I just want to do some real farming.
Listen, I just want to make this riding scheme work.
So what is it, this courses for horses?
Well, something that should make Dad a little more cheerful.
It is, then. Don't they ever answer the blasted phone?
What was that about cheerful?
Who are you talking about?
Brookfield, of course.
So what was it you wanted me to do?
I want you to ride over to Brookfield.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have to look so reluctant? I didn't know I was. Sorry.
Dad, look,
just a second, Debbie. This is important.
Sorry.
As I was saying, you want me to ride over to Brookfield and...
I thought I asked you to wear your helmet.
Told you.
I'm only on the farm. Well, you won't be if you go over to Brookfield. Now, put it on. There's a good chap. I don't want your mother breathing down my neck again.
Oh, sometimes I wish I didn't have to depend on anybody. I really do.
Phil?
Yes?
How can I pour your coffee if you keep pacing up and down like that?
Well, I didn't know I was pacing up and down.
Take my word for it, dear. That won't get the combine here any quicker, will it?
Well...
At least I can see how improved your hip is.
Yeah, if not my temper.
Do you want this second cup or what?
Oh, sorry, yes, of course I do.
Oh, steady then, dear.
Everything all right back at the house?
Elizabeth's been flying in and out like a mad thing.
Oh, it's good to see her so absorbed in her work.
She and Nigel do seem to be putting their all into this corporate launch.
I hope she makes a success of it.
She needs some success in her life just now.
Well, you know, Elizabeth... Once she sets her mind on getting a thing...
I think she's learnt that life doesn't always deliver what you expect.
Like the combine, you mean?
So why are you so upset?
Brian promised us we could have the combine this morning.
It still is the morning, dear. There's lots of time yet.
Oh, he didn't phone you by any chance?
No, I would have said.
Oh, well, that's good news, then.
Mind you, I haven't been in the house much this morning.
Oh.
I was giving Robin a hand with fake preparations. Then I had to help Elizabeth load up the car, and... Oh, I think I forgot to put the answer phone on.
Oh, so he might have phoned then.
It is possible. But then for all I know, the Queen might have phoned.
Oh, dear.
It isn't the end of the world at this stage of the harvest, surely.
No, of course not, but you know what David's like.
I see.
He does like to get ahead on everything.
I wish we could say the same about the fate.
When is it this year?
Saturday.
Good heavens, is it?
That's exactly the reaction I've had from most of the village. It doesn't bode well, does it?
It does seem to have crept up on us.
We've got the WI trip to Norfolk on Friday.
Oh, you'll enjoy that.
Not with the fate the next day, I won't.
Oh, it'll be fine. I'm sure it will.
I wish I was as confident.
But isn't that young John?
Hard to tell under that crash helmet.
Message from home farm.
Wait, it's not the combine, is it?
How'd you guess?
Tell us the worst.
Well, Brian says you're going to have it after lunch, okay?
Oh, do I have a choice?
Well, it's just the top field to finish off.
I thought he was doing that on Saturday.
Well, that's what I was told.
It's been a bit of trouble. Couldn't get the spare until this morning. Well, he tried to phone.
Oh, dear. It looks to me like it's going to rain.
Oh, thanks, Jill. That's all we need.
So do I get to hear about this marvellous scheme or not?
Oh, as soon as I've done this.
Well, don't start that thing, Debbie. It makes such a noise.
What? The super silent dishwasher?
Makes more noise washing up than Mrs. Walker did.
So did you read the leaflet?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like it could be useful.
Oh, more than useful. We need a lot more punters. These people have got access to riders, and they can send them to us. There we are.
Yeah, but it's not that simple. And for a start, we have to pay this company.
Yes, but the return should more than cover the enrolment fee.
Look, Debbie, I'm not saying no, and I'm not saying yes. I'm saying it sounds interesting, but I shall want to see a fully costed projection before I make a commitment.
Well, that's what I intended doing.
Fine, well, we'll talk about it then.
Do you think I'm not really up to it?
I didn't say that, darling.
I thought, perhaps, that it was being implied.
And I thought this was a business we're talking about.
Of course it is.
Then bring me a business plan and I'll give you a business opinion, all right?
Yeah, you're right, of course.
And cheer up. I'm sure it'll be a good scheme.
Yeah. So, did you get that field finished?
No problem, and the weather's holding.
This spare you needed for the combine.
Well, the one that made me keep it back till lunchtime.
You never mentioned it.
I can't put anything over on you, can I, Debbie?
Sorry?
I didn't want to be left with just the two combines this morning, not until I'd finished that field.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent John with a slightly faked message and no harm done. Oh. Must be over at Brookfield by now.
Glad I caught you.
Oh, don't knock, whatever you do, John.
I'm sorry, it's a bit of an emergency. It's the combine.
Oh, don't say it really has broken down after all.
Eh? Shh. You don't mean it hasn't got to Brookfield yet?
Well, it's jammed in the lane with a horse box.
Oh, blasted riders.
Come on, Dad, we need more riders.
Not if they get in the way of my combine, we don't. Can't who's ever driving the blasted thing move it out of the way?
Well, she did try, but...
She? Ha ha, I might have known.
Oh, come on, Dad.
There's no time for women's lib nonsense now, Debbie.
No.
So can someone come and manoeuvre the horse box out of the way, do you think?
Well, I can't. I'm not allowed to drive. And where the hell's Jenny?
Oh, gone into Felpersham.
Oh, great. Well, what do we do now?
Well, don't look at me. I've got an embroidery sampler to finish.
Now, now.
Well, Debbie's a great driver. She can do it.
Of course you can, darling.
Oh, really? I thought us women couldn't do that sort of thing.
Two 15, I ask you.
What, the combine?
Of course, the combine, Joe.
Hardly my fault that it rained, dear.
Oh, I never suggested it was. But we'd have got that field finished today if he'd come and he promised. Any biscuits?
In the tin. I must get on with sorting out these jars for Clary.
Right.
And she'll be arriving to collect them soon, and I haven't made a start. Good gracious, they must be breathing.
What?
These jam jars. I'm sure there's twice as many as the last time I looked.
Makes me wonder if I should reconsider this idea of sharing with Brian.
Hmm? Well, it surely swings and roundabouts, isn't it? Sharing one of the combines?
Well, yes. If we didn't share, then half the time it'd be standing idle in the barn.
I wish I was.
Sorry?
Standing idle in the barn. It's just a fake getting me down, dear. Come in, Clary, it's open.
Evening. Hello, Mr. Archer.
Oh, hello, Clary.
Just come to collect the jars for the missus.
Is this going to be enough, Clary?
I'm not sure.
There's some more in the pantry.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, only I've got two batches of jam to pop.
Perhaps Phil could show you, whilst I help Eddie to box these up.
Oh, no problem. This way, Clary.
Thanks. I'm sorry to disturb your evening, Mr. Archer.
Oh, it's been that sort of a day. What with the combine being late and everything.
I think I've got enough boxes, Eddie.
Did you have any luck with you-know-what?
Pardon?
Getting your seat on the coach to Norfolk.
Oh, that?
Yeah, it's very important.
Oh, Eddie, I have tried.
And?
And I'm afraid you're out of luck. There just isn't a spare seat to be had.
Oh, blimey. What am I going to do?
I'm sorry, Eddie, but the Norfolk trip is completely out of the question.
Can I get you some clean water, Caroline?
No, I don't think so, Robin, thanks.
I just wanted to show off the church's ensuite plumbing facilities.
Flushed with success, are we?
Now, I'm really impressed, you know.
Haven't finished it yet.
No, but you have such a sure touch.
Yeah, yes.
I mean it. You're a very talented artist.
The trouble with watercolour painting is it makes me feel like a Victorian gentlewoman with too much time on her hands.
Oh, some of those women were very talented.
Oh, diplomat. Some of them are dreadful. What do you think? Sap green mix with the emerald or the green bice?
I think the sap green's a bit harsh for the grass.
That's what I thought. The bice with a touch of ochre.
Beatrix Potter strikes again.
Another fan?
Another backseat painter, more like.
Hi! Morning, Elizabeth.
Morning.
Now let me guess. The Reverend Dodgson and Alice?
I'm sorry.
Elizabeth seems to be making the same point you made. Watercolour painting being rather Victorian.
Oh, thanks, Elizabeth. I have had worse comments from passers-by.
Perhaps we could employ you at Lower Loxley.
As what?
Caroline in the crinoline with her easel.
Oh.
Make a change from the bloke who paints your house from your very own photograph. No offence meant, but you do just double, don't you, Caroline? If you say so.
Elizabeth, why don't you just step around here and actually look at Caroline's painting?
Why not? Oh, gosh.
What's the matter?
It's really good.
Oh, sorry about that. I'll try harder to be bad next time.
Yeah, she really has talent.
She really does.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I wish I'd known how good you were before I... Oh, never mind. It's too late now. Oh,
come on. What?
Well, I wish I'd known before I had the photograph of Lola Loxley taken for the brochure cover. Watercolour would have been much more impressive. Watercolour by me?
Yes. Oh, praise indeed. I am touched.
It's a pity, but I'm collecting them from the printers today.
Printers? Oh, there's a thought.
Oh, yes. Maybe you could help us.
Well, I've got a great printer, if that's what you mean.
Great as in expensive?
Great as in grateful. He's had a really good order from us.
Oh, can we have his number?
Sure. In fact, I'll have a word this morning. What exactly did you want?
A postcards of the church. Caroline's watercolour, to be sold to native church farmers.
Oh, no problem. And I'll make sure you get a good deal. Love you.
Oh, I'm very grateful, Elizabeth. Thank you.
That's okay. Oh, is that the time? Help. Bye.
Bye, Elizabeth.
Oh, she's certainly changed.
Yes. Hasn't she?
She still tries to keep up her old flippant image. But underneath, she really listens.
And looks.
And thinks about other people. Which brown flakes was it?
Oh, the really disgusting ones that look like something chipped out of a septic tank.
Those must be for Lucy.
How did you guess?
They're always extremist at that age.
Oh, tell me about it. I'd really like to enjoy my breakfast without all that sniping.
One box of bran flakes.
Oh, thanks. How's Mike?
Well, Mike doesn't know whether he's coming or going, what with all this extra work.
Yeah, but it's nice that he feels up to it.
Oh, yeah. Though if you ask me, he's trying to prove a point.
Which is?
Broad shoulders that can take on the world.
Well, I thought it was only some display cases for Lola Loxley.
Oh, you know about that then?
Yeah, Nigel told me. To show off Nigel's collection of toys. Well, he couldn't knock up a glass case to keep Lucy in it whilst he's at it.
You don't mean that.
I don't.
You don't.
No, but she can be quite cruel, you know.
Yeah?
Sid and I had a very difficult time coming back together again. And now it's obvious she wants us to split up.
She doesn't really.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Oh, Betty.
Well, something the matter, Mrs. Antrobus?
Are you all right? I must get my breath. Oh, dear. I'm really not as young as I was.
Wouldn't you like to sit down?
No, no, I shall be fine.
Well, you shouldn't overdo it.
We shouldn't have the Norfolk Lavender trip on the day before the village fete, either.
Oh, I don't know how that happened.
Well, some things look perfectly all right on paper.
Quite. We also underestimated the amount of energy that would be consumed by the garden scheme.
Oh, well, don't worry about the coach trip. It's all been taken care of.
You're a wonder, Betty. And getting that coach so cheaply... I don't know how you managed it.
Look, here's a chair. Do sit down.
Well, my real problem is getting anyone to volunteer for the fete duty. The PCs are involved, of course, and the Rotary Club, but there's still so much to do.
I shall be working in the shop.
Well, I'm not at Grey Gables on Saturday, and Lucy will be working in the ball, so I could help out.
Oh, could you?
Yeah, what do you need?
Well, I'm doing the guess the number of sweets in the jar.
Oh, my favourite store.
Oh, yes.
Of course. You and Sid.
Yeah.
You could perhaps organise a tombola stall.
Sure. Now what do I do for prizes?
Well, that's the difficult part. You have to get people to donate them.
Oh.
Well done, chaps. The marquee looks splendid. Keep up the good work.
Oh, Nigel, please, come and take this box off me.
Izzy, I didn't hear you arrive.
You wouldn't have heard the US cavalry with all that racket going on.
Gosh, it's heavy. I've got the box now. What do you want me to do with it?
How about putting it down?
Yes, of course. No problems at the printers?
They've done a very good job.
Me too. What do you think of the marquee? Super, isn't it?
It's hard to tell. Have to wait until the flower arrangements are done.
It reminds me of the circus. I always fancied myself as the ringmaster with a topper and a whip. I'm always allowing myself to get excited, as long as I don't think about Mummy.
Never mind Mummy. Look, why is Mike Tucker making the showcases here? He said he was going to make them in his spare time at home.
We did make them at home. He's just here to assemble them.
Now? Well, shouldn't he be working for Dad?
Well, he couldn't fit it in at any other time before the launch.
You mean he's moonlighting for us on Dad's payroll? Oh, great.
He's just dropped them off, Lizzie. He'll only be an hour, and he didn't have a lunch break.
Hope the pigs did.
Oh, don't say anything to your dad. I should hate Mike to get into trouble.
Oh, well, that's something at least.
What?
Your concern for Mike. If not my dad's time.
Well, noblesse oblige and all that.
Growing up, Nigel.
We all have to grow up sometime, Lizzie.
Yes, I do know that. So Mummy would
oh,
just...
Oh, do you have to bring up Mummy again?
Me bring her up? You haven't stopped talking about her.
She has that effect on me.
Me too.
Oh, I've broken out in a cold sweat. The thought of Mummy sailing into the midst of our corporate launch with an overflowing glass and a sneer, oh, it's too much to bear.
Pull yourself together, Nigel. She won't come. After all, she doesn't even know which day the launch is, does she?
Well, no.
So?
Mummy always had the most exquisite timing.
You have to be joking. She's like a bull in a china shop.
True, but her timing is always perfect. For her.
For the umpteenth time, Nigel, the chances of her coming on the day of the launch are 1,000,000,000 to 1, if she even comes back at all.
Yeah, but what will you do if she does?
What will I do?
Well, yes.
Look, Nigel, I handled her on the phone last time. So if she does turn up, I'm sure I can handle her.
Yes, Lizzie, if you say so.
So, to sum up...
I don't think we have enough of anything to merit a summing up.
I have tried to drum up support.
Marjorie, I don't want you to feel guilty.
But if I'd gone in for a little more advanced planning...
It's a question of mass apathy, not planning.
I don't want it to seem as though the PCC are falling down on their duties.
But everyone is working very hard, but without volunteers.
And with the best will in the world, the committee really can't do everything at the Fete.
No, of course not.
I've had some response. Kathy Perks has volunteered to run the tombola.
She phoned half an hour ago, didn't she?
Oh, no.
Oh, don't panic. She hasn't dropped out.
More of a minor adjustment.
Tell me the worst.
She thought a brant up rather than a tombola.
Oh, is that all?
Not quite.
She is prepared to run the store.
If someone else can organise getting the prizes together.
But that's the most difficult part.
Now, she was very apologetic, but she just couldn't see herself having the time.
I'm sure that Mr. Woolley would...
He's always most generous. But what about the rest of the prizes?
I think you should have a large glass of Pimm's, Marjorie, and try to relax.
Good idea.
Well, I don't know, it's rather early.
It's after 6.
Oh, well, in that case... chin, chin.
Cheers.
Better?
Much. By the way, I've had a heartbreaking letter from Jerry Buckle about the crisis in Mozambique.
Oh, yes, I've read about it. Dreadful mess.
And he would like us to try and raise some money. I thought perhaps a special collection.
Well, at least we shall have to call a special meeting of the PCC.
There are so many calls on church funds at the moment.
Mm, the ramp, the loo, general repairs.
Not to mention the excavation.
Then, of course, we have to discuss the increase in our contribution to the diocesan budget.
What's that for?
It's to pay for church work throughout the diocese, mostly clergy salaries.
I'd heard in some parishes their share has doubled.
How much are we talking about?
Several thousand pounds a year. But I know that Robin earns his own income as of this.
So, in our case, the increase won't be so great.
Oh, you're a financial benefit to the parish as well as everything else.
But I would like us to respond to Jerry's appeal for the Mozambique Christian Aid Work.
Unilateral decision?
No, more a case of calling attention to the issue.
Perhaps we should start with a piece in the parish magazine asking for donations.
An excellent idea, Marjorie.
I'll assemble a little file of cuttings and Jerry's letter then, shall I?
Gosh, our fresco Pimm's party's at the vicarage. Hold the back page. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi. I just came with some good news from our printers.
Good news, at last.
It's better than you think. He's offering you a really good deal. That you'll be able to have 2 designs of postcards for about the price of 1 with anybody else.
Fantastic. So my church view will be one, but what's the second design going to be?
Oh, that could be a touchy point. Village scenes?
Don't I rate a glass of Pimm's?
Oh, let me, my dear.
I can see myself being lobbied by several of the villagers.
Over a postcard?
They'll all want their cottages featured.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Some people should grow up.
Oh, quite.
Lizzie! Lizzie! Good gracious. Is that Nigel Parcheter crashing through the shrubbery?
Nigel!
Obviously words got round about the strength of Caroline's pin.
That's a fool.
I say, Lizzie!
What on earth are you up to, Nigel?
I'm fearfully sorry for charging through your garden like this.
Feel free. Any more pims left, Caroline?
A drop.
Oh, Lizzie, I've just had a fax.
Oh, not a cancellation, is it?
No, worse, it's a confirmation.
Oh, double dutch to me.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused myself, Marjorie.
Well, half as much as me. It's a fax from Mummy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And she's arriving on Thursday, on the day of the launch.
Where's Mum gone to?
Delivering her deluxe ice creams to Lower Loxley.
Pooh, what a pomp!
Never mind John's aftershave. Where should we go for our holiday?
I wish people would shut up.
This is very good cologne.
Cologne? No, pardon me, Duchess.
You're just jealous, Dad, because I'm young and the girls fancy me.
Yeah, there could be some truth in that, son.
What? You've got to be joking.
Holidays, Helen.
What about your Disney?
Get off. Mum and me want to relax.
It's not hard work, is it?
How can a holiday be hard work?
Running around with a lot of giant mice. Exhausting. No thanks. We'll stick to the last-minute cheapo breaks in the paper.
I don't mind where we go, as long as you and Mum enjoy it.
Oh, thank you, Helen. You always were my favourite child.
Pity. Won't be able to go on holiday with you, Dad. Brian couldn't manage next week without me.
Oh, yeah? Have to replace you with a carrier pigeon?
I do not just run errands.
No, John, no, of course I... This pot's empty.
I'll make you some more tea, Dad.
Creep.
If your sister wants to make your dad a pot of tea, don't knock it.
Nothing wrong with me being helpful, is there?
Quite right, Helen.
It's going to cost you, Dad.
And you're absolutely free, are you?
I'm working for my keep, thanks.
Don't kid yourself. What you earn doesn't keep you in Clearasil.
I'm not that spotty.
More toast, Dad?
No, thanks, love.
I knew it.
What?
The Martians have replaced my sister with a seed pod.
Ask them what they'll give me for you, John.
I don't know why John's being so horrible.
Your poor sister's been gated for a week. She hasn't complained once.
Get off. Hasn't stopped whinging to me.
Oh, that doesn't count. She hasn't moaned at me, and that's all I'm interested in.
Does that mean I can go out with Kate this afternoon?
I knew it!
Well, that depends on where Kate wants you to go.
We're just going to the public library to do some research.
Fall for that, you fall for anything.
Shut up, John. Let me read the special offers. Cross sounds nice.
I thought that was a lettuce.
And you're a cabbage. Cross is grease. Oh, I'd have to stop your mum dragging me around too many ruins.
Can I go to the library with Kate this afternoon then, Dad?
Yeah, I should think so.
Whilst I do some real work.
Oh, yeah. What's Brian got you on today? Dusting Jennifer's rockery?
Important harvest work, actually.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
Does that mean I can go?
Go where?
The library, Dad.
Oh, I suppose your mother would never forgive me if I stood between a woman and culture.
I'll just get on with the important things in life, like the harvest.
I'm coming over to Home Farm about the straw, so I'll see for myself just how important you really are.
Oh, that's where you've got to, my love. Dashed away from breakfast so quickly.
Oh, didn't I say I was going to pot up some cuttings?
I probably didn't hear you.
There's the plant stall at the fete.
Do you think anyone's actually going to buy any more cuttings?
Probably not. Oh, now I've lost one.
Where did you put it?
It was down here on the bench.
I bet it's under the cat.
Oh, don't disturb him. He looks so peaceful in the sun.
Shift, Moggy.
Oh, Mark!
Here it is. Bit flattened.
Thanks.
Any chance of you meeting me for lunch?
Oh, much as I'd love to, no. I really can't. I've got matters to do. Sorry, darling.
It's a pity. We haven't had a little treat together for quite a while.
I know. That's how it goes with two busy career people. Did you have anything special in mind?
Not really. I was thinking of having a quick meal and then a mooch round Borchester for half an hour.
Ah, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping, eh?
More looking than shopping.
I've been thinking about what to say at the PCC meeting next week.
Is that what Robin wanted to see you about last night?
Amongst other things, yes.
I can't help feeling that if the church was a business, then it would be seriously overextended and undercapitalised.
The parish has been asked to find a tremendous increase in its quota payments to the diocese.
Are they being affected by the recession too? Still, it won't affect Robin, will it? He earns his income as a vet, so according to most farmers, he should be rolling in filthy lucre.
Oh, I don't think Robin is. Anyway, the point is that we have an awful lot of demands on our funds. The ramp, the loo, the excavations. Now we're being asked to add another one. Raising money for the famine in Mozambique.
Oh, yes. Drought and famine.
Not to mention a civil war that seems to be the main cause of the trouble.
You don't think that excludes them from deserving help?
What do you think?
No, of course not.
Anyway, the final decision for the distribution of our funds rests with the PCC. It's not our money to dole out on individual whim. Apparently the British as a whole are good at overseas aid, and Robin thinks this is a good chance to get everyone involved.
Yeah, I'm sure it's easier to get people to give money for the upkeep of the church fabric, as they see it every day.
Well, they can see the famine on the news.
Yeah.
Mind you, I can think of several people who'll say that because there's a war going on, it's hardly a natural disaster.
How many ordinary people ever get a say in wars, eh? They usually just wake up one morning and find all hell's broken loose.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. But we do have to convince a lot of other people it is their money.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Oh, now the cat's gone and sat on the cuttings again.
I should give that up for lost, if I knew.
Come on, you.
Ah, like putty in your hands.
Cats never do anything they don't want to do.
A bit like the PCC.
Which field did you say your dad was working on, Kate?
Top end, Uncle Tony. It's the one he always calls difficult.
Ah, yeah, I think I know. I suppose that's where I'll be getting most of the straw for Bridge Farm.
I don't know. You'll have to ask Dad.
Yeah, I will.
All through breakfast this morning, he was on about the last fling.
Oh, yeah?
Something to do with burning straw.
Well, this is the last year we'll be able to burn. Then it'll be illegal.
Something like that. Wasn't really interested.
So you don't think you make yourself a career in agriculture, then?
Me?
Didn't really think you would.
No, it's not my style. I'd quite like to do something with history or geography.
Oh, yeah? Never my speciality, history. Not at school, anyway.
I'm more interested in the modern stuff.
Oh, you don't have to pretend with me.
I'm not.
Look, Helen tried all that old madam on me this morning, trying to make out you two were a couple of swats. Well, I know you just want to get into those boutiques in the shopping precinct.
She was telling the truth, Uncle Tony. We are going to the library. We want to read about Mozambique.
Africa? You two? Why?
We want to understand about the famine. Why they're in such a terrible situation.
Blimey. How did you find out about it?
I saw it on the news. But Mrs. Antrobus told Mum they want to put an appeal in the parish magazine.
And you and Helen care?
I think that our generation has a responsibility to understand the world that we grow up in.
Well, I'm very impressed with you, Kate. Didn't know you had it in you.
Thanks. So can Helen come with me then?
After what you've just told me, could I say no?
Thought not.
Sorry?
Nothing. Oh, here's John.
He's a long way away from your mother's robbery. That's not him on the tractor, is it?
Yes.
Hi, Dad.
John, what are you doing out there?
Driving the tractor. What's it look like?
Can't believe that Brian's let you drive that.
I told you I was moving on to bigger and better jobs.
Only because the driver's gone off sick.
I'm still doing it, though.
Of course, Dad made sure he only got an easy bit on the level.
Oh, yeah?
And somebody set him up with enough netting. I'm off to collect Helen. Bye.
Thanks a million, Kate.
Keep it up, son. One day you'll be able to do a grown-up job like your dad.
And what am I doing now?
You're still on the kiddie stakes, John.
I'll show you.
Oh, William.
It's not heavy.
I know it's not, but it is very fragile.
What is it?
A surprise for my wife.
My mum says she don't want no more surprises from my dad.
I think we're talking different kinds of surprises, Kate.
My mum ain't talking to my dad at all.
Ah, well, it'll pass. There, that should hold it.
So are you going to tell me what it is?
No.
I've guessed anyway.
In that case, why ask?
Dunno.
And now perhaps you can tell me what you're doing in the middle of Borchester High Street on your own.
Listen, that.
Spoken like a true Grundy.
I ain't doing nothing wrong.
I didn't say you were. I just think your parents might be worried about you.
They don't know where I am.
They don't believe you.
They do. Well, they did. Mark?
Oh, there you are, darling.
This is a surprise.
I thought I'd catch you about now.
You're lucky. I almost left an hour ago.
Bad day.
Pretty foul. Hello. Good heavens, a reception committee.
I found young William here wandering down the high street.
He shouldn't be here on his own. Harry would have a fit.
Yeah, well, perhaps you'll have better luck finding out what he's been up to than I did.
So, William, I've been to the library, I have.
Good grief.
I'm very impressed. Hmm?
I think she means she's impressed that you like to read so much, that you go into the public library.
I didn't go to read. Back to square one.
Ask a silly question. So, what did you go for?
I went with Helen and Kate. I see, I think.
Where are they now?
Dunno. Honestly.
Hand me a few words, the Grundys.
It ain't my fault.
Nobody said it was.
They dumped me.
Oh dear, why would they do that?
Dunno. I think we'd better take you back to Ambridge. Kate said I had to meet them at the bus station in half an hour. Mrs. Aldrich was giving them a lift back.
I don't think a young lad of your age would be hanging around the bus station on his own.
No, certainly not. In you get, William. We'll explain it to Jennifer. I think Kate will have some explaining to do. Don't say I told them, will you?
Ooh, what do you think, Shula?
All right. Just this once, we won't tell a soul. As long as you promise not to wander about Borchester on your own again.
I promise, ta.
It's very dangerous. You get in the back, then. Mark?
Yes, sir?
What is that enormous thing on the back seat?
William Grundy.
Idiot, do you know what I mean?
Oh, that.
I helped him get it in. Very nice of you, William. Whatever it is, I know if it's...
Shut up, you'll spoil my surprise. You will be if I tell Mrs. Aldridge about you being dumped by Kate.
Remembrances. Does Gwen really write that on her letters?
Of course she does to men. What do you expect? Yours sincerely.
What's next?
With fondest remembrances, your ever affectionate Peggy.
Shouldn't she say lots of love?
Stupid. That's what she writes in our birthday cards. She wouldn't write that to an old boyfriend.
I suppose not.
She hasn't seen him since the war. Mind you, from what we read in the library, she had a lucky escape.
I know.
Imagine going all that way to America.
Expecting to have a big mansion with servants.
And then find yourself stuck in some rotting shack in the Georgia swamps with Con.
But he wasn't from Georgia, he was from Boston.
I know that, Drongo.
So are we going to send this letter or not?
I don't know. His name makes me nervous. Con.
It must be short for something.
I think it's short for Connaught.
Conrad?
Kate.
What?
I'm fed up in there on my own.
So?
So what can I do?
Be careful, or we might tell you.
You were rotten dumping me in Borchester.
Well, stop moaning. You got a lift.
From Shula and Mark, yawn, yawn.
They were nice.
They were right.
I promised not to tell Kate's mum that you dumped me in the street.
What?
You didn't tell them.
I had to. They wanted to know.
Mum will kill me.
He won't. They said they'd keep it a secret.
I think we should go soon.
We ain't done nothing yet.
We have.
We've written a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? This letter?
It's really great.
Shall I post it for you, Kate?
No.
But it's got a stamp on in it, and I like going to the post office.
But we decided not to send it, didn't we?
If you don't let me post it, I'll tell on you dumping me in Borchester.
Oh, he mustn't. My dad thinks I was reading about the war in Mozambique.
Oh, let him post it. Doesn't matter.
Oh, but Kate...
It's got this return address on it.
Oh, right. So if Con writes back to Gram, we'll get it first anyway.
Great. So can I go to the post box then? Darling? Can I come in yet?
Just a minute.
Hang
on. Okay, darling, your surprise is in situ.
Oh.
What's the matter?
The seascape over the mantelpiece.
That's your surprise.
Mark, have you any idea where that came from?
Nelson and Kenton's antique shop.
Really?
Yeah, Kenton thought you'd love it.
Did he now?
Sure.
And have you any idea where it came from before that?
How would I know?
Nelson didn't tell you?
Nelson wasn't there.
Just my brother?
Yeah.
That picture used to hang in the dining room at the Dower House.
Oh.
It was always there, every time I was summoned to see Cameron Fraser at home. I thought I'd seen the last of it when I made out the inventory for the sale.
Oh, sure, I'm sorry. How was I to know?
Oh, you weren't.
So you don't like my surprise, then? No answer needed, strictly rhetorical question. Anyway, it is a bit big for over the fireplace. Perhaps the upstairs landing?
No, darling.
You want me to take it back?
Oh, sorry. I know you meant well.
Oh, I meant well, all right. But your beloved twin brother really has shown new depths of insensitivity, even by his own low standards.
Oh, perhaps he didn't think.
Kenton never thinks, unless it's about making a fast buck.
Oh, look, Mark, it could just have
been... Don't make excuses for him, Shula. This time he's really gone too far.
Hello, Nigel. Yes, it's me, Nelson. What are you babbling about? I don't sound remotely like your mother. Fine. Now, if you're sure the wine supplies will hold out, then I shall be there at 11 of the range.
Nelson!
Shh, shh, shh. No, not you, Nigel. Can't you see I'm on the phone, Kenton? Sorry, Nigel. Yes. Yes, I'll see you later. Didn't anyone tell you it's rude to bawl and shout while someone is talking on the telephone?
Just what are you up to?
Kenton, I'm not up to anything apart from running the business.
While I'm running myself ragged on a wild goose chase.
Oh, do calm down, dear boy.
You send me off to the other side of Borchester to a tatty sale of four wicker tables and old plywood wardrobes, and when I come back, the seascape is hanging in the window again.
Did you buy us any four wicker tables?
What do you think?
I believe the Festival of Britain look is all the rage.
The picture, Nelson.
I had a call last night from Mark Hebden. He said that Shula didn't want a memento of Cameron Fraser in her house.
Ah.
Yes, ah, Kenton. How could you have been so insensitive? He was in here this morning to return the painting.
So you gave him his money back?
Not all of it, no.
You're a genius. So we made a profit?
I made a profit. I had written AF on the bill of sale.
As found, yes.
It was found to have a crack in the glass and the moulding on the frame was chipped. See where the gilt showed?
Yes, I never noticed that. So you couldn't refund the full price? Brilliant.
The other gilt that shows is yours, Kenton.
How do you mean?
I mean that you have deeply offended your brother-in-law.
Well, you should worry. You've got the picture and a profit.
Shula is very, very upset.
Oh.
Yes, Shula, your sister. Mark thinks that you really should have been more sensitive, Kenton. And quite frankly, so do I.
I don't understand you, Nelson.
Yes, I had noticed.
There's no harm done.
That remains to be seen. Now, can I trust you to man the shop today without causing further mayhem?
But I thought I was going to Lower Loxley for the opening.
I am going to Lower Loxley. You are sitting in the shop.
But I was their stand-in client.
Yes, I remember it well. Meanwhile, I had to stand in the shop all day because you didn't have the common courtesy to inform me where you were.
So I'm being punished, am I?
Don't be so childish. I shall be there with the sole purpose of drumming up some custom amongst all those well-heeled executives. Meanwhile, you could attempt to sell those expensive toy soldiers that you saddled us with.
You don't have much faith in me, do you?
You haven't earned much yet, Kenton.
Oh, what a way to make a living.
Mike!
Hmm? Oh, hello, Kathy. Don't usually see you up here.
Oh, Sid couldn't get away, so I said I'd come and collect the eggs for the bull.
Oh, I could have delivered them, but I'm a bit behind myself this week.
Oh, yeah, Betty said.
Usually do this job on a Monday.
We've had a bit of a rush this week, and we don't want... Oh, crikey, what a terrible smell.
Eh? Oh, yeah, it's always worse when I'm mucking them out.
I'm not squeamish, but...
Well, how do you think I feel? I mean, all this work and not much profit to show for it.
I thought hens were big business.
Be lucky if I clear 20 quid a week from this lot.
Oh, my, there's so much muck.
Well, there's 1,000 hens, and they eat about a ton of feed a week. What goes in must come out.
Oh, this looks like more than a ton.
Yeah, more like 3 or 4. It's all the water they drink.
Oh, is that what I think it is? Over there in the rubbish?
What? Oh, the dead hen. Oh. Well, I usually get a couple of dead ones.
And you just sweep them out with the droppings like that?
Well, I can hardly give them a proper funeral, can I?
No, but come
on. Look, if this is making you feel queasy, I can drop the eggs off later.
No, thank you. Now I'm here, I think I'll see it through.
Hey, I shouldn't look inside if I was you.
Why?
Well, ain't a sight for the soft-hearted. I did warn you.
I don't believe it.
Well, I expect you feel the same about your Sunday roast if you paid a visit to the slaughterhouse.
Yes, but cows don't live 4 to a tiny cage, Mike. Look, these poor things have hardly got any feathers. They look so scrawny.
Yeah, well, none of us look our best under naked light bulbs.
I can't hear myself think with this racket.
Well, I did say it was better not to look inside.
Oh, I'm very glad I did.
Come on, I'll get your order together. Hey, I shouldn't worry too much about these chickens, Kathy. They're a brainless bunch.
Oh, that makes it all right to keep them like this, does it?
Oh, dear, it was a mistake. Don't you want your egg order, then?
Would it be filthy bad luck to say, I think we've pulled it off, Lizzie?
There's still plenty of time for disasters yet, Nigel. But it does seem to be going well.
Oh, swimmingly. As long as Mummy doesn't...
Don't even think it. After all, we managed to convince Linda Snell that it wasn't a rare orchid on the four-wheel drive course.
That woman thinks a dandelion is an endangered species.
After today, I think we can safely say that the Pargeter family is no longer an endangered species.
Well, that does bring me to one small point.
Are you about to find fault with my PR?
It's only a tiny quibble.
Oh, I can handle that.
I prefer you not to give the impression that the Pargeters are on a par with the Duke of Marlborough. We're quite an ordinary family, really.
Nigel, haven't you got it yet? We're selling magic and dreams here.
I thought we were selling conference facilities.
A splendid occasion, Nigel. Let me congratulate you.
Thank you, Nelson.
You can help me explain to Nigel about selling dreams, Nelson.
Me? I just sell antiques.
You see?
But when you chat up our clients, and you have been mercilessly chatting them up today...
With Nigel's permission.
Yes, but in moderation, Nelson. We don't want them totally distracted from our launch. Certainly not for a 10% discount on the wine.
No, 20%, actually. I'm generous to a fault. Any sign of Mummy yet?
Oh, don't, Nelson, please.
I don't think she's going to turn up. Not now.
Oh, what a fascinating shade of old Anil you've just turned, Nigel.
Thought of Mummy bursting into the marquee followed by an irate taxi driver demanding his fare.
Probably from Heathrow Airport to Lower Loxley via the Ritz.
It doesn't bear thinking about.
When your mother arrives...
If she arrives.
What you'll need is someone of her own age and style to keep her occupied. Take her off your hands.
Nelson, are you offering?
Just waving the suggestion in front of you, Nigel?
It is a possibility, if she comes back.
Oh, Julia will come back. I have no doubt about it.
I feel quite faint.
Didn't you used to go to the casino with Sir Sidney and Nigel's mother?
And the charming Lady Goodman. Dear Mercedes.
Oh, don't take Mummy to the casino, Nelson, please.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Oh, we'll be in the bankruptcy courts in no time if Mummy gets near to a roulette wheel.
I thought she just had an allowance.
She does, but she can charm credit out of a stone.
I'm getting nervous now.
She also likes the opera and the ballet and the more urbane theatrical presentations. And so do I.
Just a gigolo.
Escort or companion, please.
What would you want in return, Nelson?
Oh, just the pleasure of your dear mother's company.
And?
We'll discuss that when the time arrives. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must mingle.
We have to hand it to Nelson. He has got style.
So has Mummy.
Here you are, love. I should put the collar back in your cheeks.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I've had a horrible day.
Oh, dear. Well, thanks for helping. Did Lucy give you a hard time behind the bar?
No, she wasn't that bad. In fact, we had quite a nice chat.
Oh, yes. What about?
Eggs.
Hey?
Oh, battery eggs, to be precise.
Oh, well, whatever turned you on.
Oh, it turned me off, Sid.
Oh, so there's something to do with you having to collect the eggs from Mike Tucker?
Everything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seemed right to me. Customers didn't complain they was offering anything, did they?
Oh, the customers didn't see the way those chickens live. If you can call that living.
Mm, I was trying not to look too close when I have to go up there. And the stink.
I mean, do you know, and all that muck that Mike was cleaning out of the shed, there were two dead hens just shoveled out with the rubbish.
Yeah. Well, what could he do? Give him a state funeral?
Yeah, never mind their deaths. What about their lives? Four scrawny chickens stuffed into a tiny cage. All those lights beaming down on them. And that awful noise.
Oh, dear. You really are upset, aren't you?
Yeah, well, for once, Lucy and I agree about something.
Do you now? Well, if you feel that strongly.
Yes, I do.
We'll have to have a think about it.
Well, the way Nigel were talking on the phone, I expected it to be smashed to smithereens.
The excitement of a very busy day, I expect, Mike. Someone just knocked against the showcase.
Yeah, well, shouldn't take me too long to fix. I'll dismantle it here and take it back home. My van's in the drive.
When do you think we can get it back to us?
Ooh, well, now you're asking. Should be able to manage to put in an hour at the weekend.
If we could have them back in situ for next week.
Oh, took quite a few bookings, huh?
Yeah, I think I can say it was an unqualified success.
Yeah, well, I'm pleased for you.
I mean, even the man who knocked over the showcase was very nice about it.
Too much champagne, eh?
He just tripped up on a bit of loose carpet. For one horrible moment, I thought he was going to sue.
And?
Nice as pie. And he's thinking of using us for a conference.
Oh, good. Oh, look, I'm off home now anyway.
Can you manage?
Yeah, no problem. I'll just take this lot out.
Okay.
Ta-ra. Right.
Bye. No, Loxy, sorry to keep you. I'm sorry, but I can't hear you. There's a terrible echo on the line. Who? Mrs. Pargeter.
I do feel proud of myself this evening. I really do, Nelson.
Mm. It was an occasion to remember. Elegance, style, a touch of glamour. It reminded me of the early days here at the wine bar when the lovely Hebe introduced my clientele to new heights of sophistication.
Something else I missed. It's pity you couldn't come, Kenton.
You had a whole day last week as your, what was it?
Stand-in.
Exactly.
But it wasn't the same as being at the actual launch.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
It really was a super day. Where's Elizabeth? She's to stay behind at Lower Loxley to clear up a few loose ends.
Poor Elizabeth.
Why do you say that?
Oh, nothing in particular. But since Cameron Fraser, I can't help but notice a hint of sadness about the girl.
Lizzie? She's tough as old boots.
No, Kenton, you're as tough as old boots and about half as sensitive.
Just because I sold Mark a painting that had been hanging in the Dower House.
You didn't?
He did.
Oh, poor Shula.
Well, I didn't realise that she would remember it.
The only thing we should have hung up in that establishment was the ghastly Cameron Fraser.
Margaret to that.
A bogus slag heap that man was.
None of this helps me to solve my problem. How do I pacify Mark?
Well, don't look at me, old chap. I was always a red rag to his bull.
I should keep a very low profile.
Rather like Mummy has today. I suggest a toast. To absent...
Mummy's?
Oh, here's Elizabeth.
Nigel, we are in trouble.
Oh, dear.
Lizzie.
Don't Lizzie me. You've been straight in the first place.
What's happened?
Nigel's Mummy's phone, that's what's happened.
Oh, no. Still, that means she's not coming today.
Of course she's not coming today. It's nearly 10 o'clock.
Too close to closing time for Julia to hit town.
What a relief.
Oh, no, it's not. The only reason she hasn't arrived is because her flight was cancelled.
Oh, so that means...
The plane couldn't take off because of the weight of her duty-free?
It's not a joke, Nelson. She's coming back next week.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. And what's more, she's coming back for good.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. So the distractions didn't work after all.
I gather you were a lot of help, dear boy.
Thanks, Nelson.
Oh, shut up, you two. Understand that when Mrs. Pargeter comes back, I have to pack my bags and go.
No, you don't, Lizzie.
Oh, yes, I do, Nigel. She's just told me so.
I don't understand, though.
It's all Nigel's fault.
I haven't done anything.
You told her lies, Nigel. If you'd just taken the bull by the horns in Barbados, none of this would have happened.
Kenton, perhaps you and I should mingle with the rest of the clientele.
What?
Move.
Oh, right.
If you need anything, Shane is close at hand. And please remember my offer, the jeweler and the bright lights.
Yes, Nelson, thank you, but I don't think it'll help.
Nigel, I don't know how you could be such an utter wimp.
Oh, Lizzie, I'm sorry. What are we going to do?
I can't do anything, can I? Except let her destroy all the work we've done. Unless you stand up to her for once in your life.
Oh, Lizzie, I have tried. Honestly, I have.
Well?
Well, she reduces me to a gibbering 10-year-old.
Then try harder, Nigel.
I'll try. Next week, did you say?
That's right. She'll send a fax with the flight number and arrival time on it.
Oh, I wish I was dead.
What about me, Nigel? What about me?
There's almond salad in the fridge for your dinner, and I've left the potatoes peeled in the saucepan on the stove.
I can manage to boil a few tatties, Clarice.
You could have told me.
It's getting late.
Now, you just get off and enjoy yourself.
How can I enjoy Norfolk if I'm worried sick the whole day?
There's nothing to worry about. Now, hurry up, or we'll never get to the lavender fields.
And why are you all dressed up in your best gear, Eddie?
Just so that I won't show you up when I drop you off at the coach.
It's a change to see my Eddie looking worthy of his lovely bride.
That's it. Who are you all dolled up for?
No one.
It certainly ain't for me. You two are up to something.
Oh, don't be so daft.
What could we possibly get up to whilst you're off on your day trip?
Probably selling the boys to a circus.
Oh, you can't be a real caution, you can't, Clary.
Then, come on, get your bag of sarnies and let's go.
Oh, now you two's up to something.
Oh, just go, woman, and stop dithering. You've left us plenty of food.
Yeah, and don't you forget, if all you've been cadging meals around the village again.
You won't.
And where's William got to?
The boys are upstairs.
Well, they can come and watch me do the milking.
If you're doing the milking, Joe, what are you doing, Eddie?
Yeah. I can't do the milking with me injured hand.
Oh, nasty that is. He ought to rest it.
Yeah, he's a good father to me, his dad.
What's going on?
Dad just wants you to have a good time.
Then tell me what you're going to do today, all dressed up like a dog's dinner.
I told you, he's dressed up for your sake, not some other fancy bit.
Shut up, Dad.
Why did you say that, Joe?
Well, when I say fancy bit, I wasn't referring to no woman in particular.
It ain't that Joe Lane again, is it?
I'm sorry, driver. She should be here any minute now.
Dear, oh dear, he is impatient.
Now perhaps we could take advantage of the delay, Marjorie. Just a quick checklist of tomorrow's fate plans.
I've done my best, Robin, I really have.
I'm sure you have. How did you get on with the portfolio?
Nothing available at such short notice.
Oh, well, thank heaven for the extra loo in the church. And the bouncy castle for the children?
Same problem, I'm afraid.
I don't think the church can provide a substitute for that.
Hardly. Perhaps I shouldn't go on this outing. I should just stay behind in Ambridge and buckle down to organise tomorrow's fete.
I won't hear of it.
What's happening about the bus?
We seem to be waiting for Clary Grundy.
Has Jill left you in charge of Brookfield?
She's given me a list of instructions as long as me arm. You'd think that we're going for a week's holiday instead of a trip round the lavender fields.
Yet another stalwart of the fete organisers off for the day. This really is badly planned.
Hi, Neil.
My Susan wants to know why the bus isn't leaving yet.
We seem to be waiting for Clary.
Oh, it's not like her to be late.
I was hoping to have a word with Susan.
Yeah?
Marjorie wondered whether she could give a hand at the fete.
Tomorrow? I expect so.
I might pitch in if you just want someone to set up the wellies for Wangan.
Oh, would you? How kind.
You'll see, it'll be all right on the night.
Sometimes I think we have too many events in this village. I mean, it was all right in the old days when people didn't have any other entertainments, but now...
There's a limit to the amount of videos you can watch. It's nice to get out and mix a bit.
A lot of the older folk only get to see the postman or the doctor.
Ah, Susan says we might not have a doctor much longer.
Oh, yes. Now, I've had a reply. We shall be keeping the surgery after all. In fact, the post will soon be advertised in the British Medical Journal.
Marjorie, you're a treat.
Oh, that's good news for Susan and the kids.
Good news for me, too. I don't fancy having a baby when the nearest doctor's in Borchester.
That driver is really rather unpleasant. Really? Where on earth is Clary Grundy? We shall have to leave without her.
Hi,
Polly was cutting it a bit fine, wasn't she, Joe?
I thought she wouldn't get on that bus at all, the way she was carrying on this morning.
I'll tell you the truth, I sort of wished I could have gone.
Well, you?
What's the matter? Don't I look like the lavender type?
You don't strike me as a women's institute type.
No, I'm not. Although they do some good things. Boycotting CFCs and aerosols for a start.
Yes, old German Jerusalem.
That's cheese.
Here we are. Sorry I took so long.
Packed in the bar, was it?
Yeah, rushed off their feet. What with half the bar staff off on the trip. Here you are, Ruth. Orange juice and a pizza.
Thanks,
Neil. Pie, chips and a pint, Joe.
Just what the doctor ordered, eh?
Would you believe that, Lucy Burt? Tried to give me one of them Chicken's Lib leaflets.
Chicken's Lib?
Against battery hens, isn't it?
Chicken's Lib, Women's Lib. I don't know what they'll be asking for next.
I told her I was quite happy to be liberated from the chickens. It's a load of work and very little profit.
But most people still won't pay free-range prices for their eggs.
No, he wants cheap food, but he also wants everything of the best quality. Mm. That's why all those farmers are soon be going to the wall. They'll starve us out to business, you mark my words.
You don't look as though you're starving, Joe.
Yeah, well, I've got to keep you strength up, no man like me. Left to run the farm single-handed.
And where's Eddie, then?
Ah, well, he ain't at the farm. That's all I can tell you.
He hasn't gone to the lavender fields, has he?
What, on the WI bus? Still, I don't begrudge my Susan having a day out. She works hard enough.
Actually, Neil, I wanted a word with you.
Don't mind me.
No, I won't. It's about this feed buying co-op.
Oh, look, you don't need to put my mind at rest. Now that I work in the commercial field, well, I've got to learn to take the knocks, haven't I?
Neil, it'll all take a long time to set up.
Ah, well, and then it might all come to nothing.
Thanks for your support, Joe. The thing is, Neil, that you stand as good a chance as anyone of getting the order. And that could be a very substantial and regular account. So don't worry yet.
Smell that lavender. Isn't it gorgeous? Oh, I can't wait to buy some sachets to take home.
That gift shop looks very exciting. I do like to do a bit of shopping in a different setting. Mind you, I thought we'd never get here.
And now it looks as though we'll have difficulty in getting back again.
Well, I thought it was only a minor fault in the coach engine.
Apparently it is. The driver thinks he can get the coach repaired in time to drive us all back.
Well, I hope so. What about my boys?
And what about my girls? I'm sure it'll be all right, my dear. I shall go and inquire. Don't you want to join the other ladies? I saw them go into the herb garden.
No, I just want to sit here and take in the smell and the colour.
Now, don't worry. I shall keep you posted, Clary. Perhaps a rendezvous in the tea room in, say, an hour.
Right, fine, Mrs. Antrobus. I'll see you then.
The rain's drops keep falling on my head.
Who's that?
And just like the
gods
speak, the two big follies.
Eddie?
Hello, darling.
Eddie Grundy, what on earth are you doing here?
Personating a lavender bush.
Eddie, what are you playing at?
Lovesick man courting the most wonderful woman in his life.
So when you overtook her,
I was trying to get to Norfolk before you. You saw me then.
Saw you? You almost caused a crash.
Me never.
And I thought you...
Thought what?
I thought you were sneaking off to see Jolene.
Jolene? Get off. As it is, I've been sitting here for the best part of 3 hours fighting off the horse flies.
You came here special just to be with me?
I was going to surprise you with a new Tosh Vaseline tape, but I mean... Rock Fuzzine.
Oh, Eddie.
I've ordered you one from a special shop in London. It ain't come yet, but I brought you Sasha Distel instead.
Oh, Eddie. I could just hug you to pieces.
You don't let me stop you, Clary. I've had a cuddle for a fortnight.
Oh, come here. Oh, I do love you, Eddie.
Wasn't that Frenchman?
Oh, don't be daft. I only like Jean-Paul because...
Yeah?
Because I can dream about the life we almost had together in France. You, me and the boys. Oh, there ain't no harm in having a dream, is there?
No, love. We all need something to keep us going.
Hey, we could have that dinner at Grey Gables now, what'd you say?
Next week, love. Yeah, we will.
Jean-Paul will do me my special dessert.
I bet he will.
Eddie.
What?
Shut up and give us a kiss.
midnight. It's a scandal, that's what it is.
Shut up, Joe. We're all worried enough as it is. My Susan's on that bus as well.
Poor Jill. She must be exhausted.
Mm. And Marjorie really isn't up to being obsolete.
The motorways is death trap.
Thanks for keeping us all cheerful, Jill.
I've had to leave the kids at my mother-in-law's. Still, it is Saturday tomorrow.
I'm sure it's just a flat tire or something that's held them up.
If you was a proper vicar, you'd be on your knees in that church, praying for the safe return of our loved ones.
Joe. I have phoned the coach hire company, but it's just an answer phone.
Too ashamed to tell you the scandalous truth. Cowboy coach firms that always crash.
Joe, will you stop that sort of talk? Someone would have phoned if there was a problem.
I can hear something coming now.
I hate to disappoint you, but that sounds like a car, not a coach.
It is a car.
Eddie's car, isn't it?
Ah, that's my Eddie. And he's got Clary with him. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous.
Well, there's someone else in the back seat.
What was Eddie doing there?
He drove up to Norfolk to surprise Clary.
So where are all the others then?
Quite a reception committee.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Clary.
I have had a lovely time.
What's happened to the coach?
Oh, Robin. Thank goodness you're here. It's a long story.
Marjorie, are you all right?
Well, I'm afraid I've got a bit of cramp after being jammed in that back seat.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Antrobus, I really am. The coach broke down on the motorway, see?
Oh, lucky that me and Clary was driving behind him.
Yes, I flagged them down and insisted that they bring me back.
So, what about the others?
They're waiting for a replacement coach to pick them up off the motorway.
They'll have to drive through the night, poor things.
No, they won't. I was delegated to be the messenger, unless they've already managed to telephone you.
We haven't heard about any calls.
Well, in that case, I'm to tell you that once they've been rescued, they intend to stay overnight in a hotel, then drive back here tomorrow.
Whereabouts are they?
Just outside Cambridge, I think it was. Isn't that right, Eddie?
I think so. I was too busy cuddling you to notice the geography.
Sure, Eddie,
what about the fate tomorrow?
I know. That's why I insisted on getting a lift back. I wouldn't let you down, Robin.
I appreciate that, Marjorie, but well, when will the others get home?
It depends on what time they can get rescued and what time they can get a coach tomorrow.
Oh, they won't get back here until around lunchtime, then.
At the very earliest, I should imagine.
Then how on earth are we going to run the village fete?
Archers was written by Sam Jacobs and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed by Joanna Toy in our Pebble Mill studios. The editor was Vanessa Whitburn.